fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Of the western United States, outlaws roamed the frontier, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that the honest settlers found peace and security in their new homes. The Lone Ranger's strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness blazed the trail for law and order, and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Tuttle's waiting on the trail ahead! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Hi!
To the east of Sunset Ridge, the range country stretched for miles. To the west was Nugget Valley, rich in gold and silver. On the crest of the ridge was Sunset House, owned and run by Stanford Moore, where cattlemen and miners met every night. By sunrise, they were usually gone, and Diana Moore, dressed for an early morning ride, was surprised to hear voices in the gambling room as she descended to the first floor. Curiosity made her open the door, and there she saw her father behind the roulette wheel. Four men faced him.
Oh.
Don't go, Diana. I want you to meet some newcomers to Sunset House. My daughter, gentlemen.
Well. Glory of the morning sunrise.
Thank you.
His name is Mike Riley, Diana. He came in here this evening with $10, and he's run it up to $10,000.
My congratulations.
The luck of the Irish, miss. But you can rest assured your father will get it all back before I leave this part of the country.
Jim Tolliver, Diana. He's from Texas, and he's bought the Bar M Spread.
Howdy.
How do you do, sir?
Brent Hayden. He's bought the Golden Lady mine.
The Golden Lady? Well, that's worth a fortune.
It'll have to be worth two fortunes for me to make any money on it.
Well, I must say that you've been dealing with men of means this evening, Father.
Ah, that's what we are. Though my means are a little recent.
Well, you can't include me. My means have disappeared.
Oh, Harry Morrow, Diana.
I'm sorry if you've lost.
My last 100, Miss Diana. Your father promised us one more turn of the wheel, and it goes on 17. Perhaps you'll bring me luck.
And if I don't?
Then I'll ask Hayden for a job.
Now, how can you work in a hole in the ground when there's a broad range on the other side of the ridge? Why don't you follow my example? Win or lose, I'm asking Tolliver for a job.
If you mean it, your own. I notice your guns are strapped low.
Yours are, too.
I might point out that all of you gentlemen follow the same style. Raise your bets.
Do you know anything about money, Eric?
No.
And why do you want to work for me?
Well, I'd like to learn.
It's a deal.
Only if number 17 loses.
There she goes.
Father, do they have enough money to cover?
The double zero, gentlemen.
Nice hole for you, Moore.
Clean the board. Ah, you can cash these in.
Diana, the money's in the drawer. Will you pay them off?
Of course.
If I'd only known he was your father, Miss Diana, I'd never have bet against him.
That wouldn't have been a favor.
But I'm glad for one thing. At least I'll have money to bring me back here again.
There it is, Mr. Riley. Your chips, Mr. Tolliver.
Here you are. I wish I had the Irishman's gift to gab. I'm not so old, Miss Diana, that I don't appreciate a pretty face.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hayden?
No chips this morning. But I'll have better luck the next time.
You'll come again?
You can depend on it. Well, Eric?
I'm riding with you. Goodbye, Miss Diana. Maybe a long time, but I'll be back, too.
You're always welcome, whether you care to gamble or not.
Thanks.
We're out of this, Tolliver. Too old.
I never knew you to count yourself out of anything.
What's that?
You heard me, Brent.
It was so long ago, I figured you'd forgotten.
Nice for you if I had.
I'm not worried.
Come on, Mark.
See you later, miss.
And you and Tolliver met before, Hayden.
It's all right. If we got anything to settle between us, it won't be here. Ready, Eric?
All set. Goodbye, Miss Diana.
Goodbye, Eric. Oh, I hated that. I promised me I'd never have to come into this room again.
Well, there were only four of them.
Using me as bait.
You were smart, Diana. And it won't hurt you to give my customers a smile now and then. I notice it comes sort of easy for Eric.
I felt sorry for him. He'd lost every penny. He's young and...
Good looking.
This is no place for him.
Between the two of them, I'll put my money on Mike.
What's that?
What's what?
That paper on the floor.
Maybe one of them used it to figure out a system.
It's a letter.
Who dropped it?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you? You're white as a sheet.
This letter was written to the Hawk. One of those men is the Hawk.
Let me see it.
Well?
There's no way of telling.
Of course not. No one's ever seen his face, but he's worth killing the whole West. What are we going to do, Stan?
Nothing.
We've got to. He'll come back here and clean us out. You won't even stop at murder, you know that.
I'm tearing this up.
Wait.
Forget that you found this. Forget that you ever read it. When you're dealing with a Hawk, the less you know, the better.
But which one of them?
There's no way of telling. They're all new here. They all wear their guns strapped low. You'll have to be careful, that's all. And as for you...
What?
Don't open your mouth. If you do...
You can't threaten me.
No?
And a name can't make me afraid. If I can help capture the Hawk, I will.
All right, my lady, go ahead. But just remember that I warned you. The Hawk's a tough customer. A very tough customer. When it comes to the showdown, don't expect me to back you up. You'll be playing a lone hand.
It was 2 weeks later that Diana was riding along the trail that followed the crest of the ridge. Suddenly she reined up. An Indian mounted on a paint horse had broken over the cover of the trees and galloped toward her.
An Indian? I don't have my gun.
Hi!
Friendly, thank goodness. What do you want?
Tonto bring you this.
Tonto?
Here.
A silver bullet.
You
brought it from him. This means he got the message I sent to the Padre.
That's right.
And he's camped near here?
Not far.
Can you take me to him?
Him not want you go to camp. That may be put you in danger.
I feel safe now that the Lone Ranger's around.
You not tell anybody him here.
I understand.
Where him find men you write about?
Brent Hayden and Eric Morrow at the Golden Lady Mine. That's in Nugget Valley to the west. You'll find Tolliver, Mike Riley at the Bar M Ranch. They come to the Sunset House a lot, though, especially Eric and Mike. I could point them out to you there. There's a balcony runs around the house. I'll make it a point to be waiting on the south side between 11 o'clock and midnight tonight. You tell the masked man that if he wants to see me, I'll be waiting there.
Time to do it. Get him up, Scout.
Adios.
I've noticed the balcony, Tonto. From there, she could let us into one of the second floor rooms. Then there must be some way to get a look at the gambling room.
Maybe so.
But first, I want to find out what's going on at the mine and the ranch.
And where you start?
The mine. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
We'll start for Nugget Valley now. We ought to reach it just after dark.
And that's good time.
Even if Morrow and Hayden planned to visit Sunset House tonight, they wouldn't go until later. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. It'd get dark quick down here in the valley.
Yes, we wouldn't be able to see the trail at all if it weren't for the moon.
They're cabin up ahead.
And that must be the mine beyond them. That's strange, Tonto.
And you use blasting powder.
It's so late. Today's work should be over.
We ride on?
We get as close as we can without being seen. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scott.
Blackie, you take 6 minutes, get around, see if you can find anybody in the woods.
Right away.
The rest of you get back to your grub. There's nothing we can do about clearing out the tunnel till tomorrow.
Grant, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
What about it?
Explosion.
Oh, come on in. Got any idea who set the party?
Well, I'm just remembering something.
How do they?
Well, this was a week ago. I can't forget how you and Tolliver looked at each other that night up at Sunset House. A man would think there was some kind of feud between you.
A man wouldn't be far wrong.
Oh, I don't aim to mix into anything that's none of my business.
No reason why you shouldn't know about it. 10 years ago, Tolliver and me was sort of long-distance partners in the cattle business. He'd buy cattle in the Panhandle and have a trail to Seymour City. That's where my office was. I'd sell it and we'd split the profits.
You didn't call yourself Hayden then?
I've used a lot of names in my time. Just let that go.
Sure. Well, what happened between you and Tolliver?
Well, once I had 3,000 head of my hands. 1,000 belonged to me alone. The other 2 was mine and Tolliver's. I'd feel a break in the market coming, so I sold my own beef first. I was right about the break. Got next to nothing for the rest.
You can't blame Tolliver for not liking it.
I didn't blame him. It was business, that's all.
Not in my kind of business.
You're the young side, kid. Maybe your ideas will change when you grow older.
Maybe. Maybe not. Anyway, if I was Tolliver, I'd try to get even.
I kept out of his way.
Up until now, you mean?
Huh?
Well, I wouldn't forget a deal like that, no matter how long it was.
Are you suggesting that...
If I had some tough hombres working for me, including a gunman called Mike Riley, I'd figure out some way to use their talents.
Did you see any cowboys around here this afternoon?
Not a one.
Then what makes you think that...
I'm not thinking at all, Brent. That's your job.
One man could have set that putty. Just wait till dark, use a long fuse. He could have been on his way up the ridge before the blast.
Up the ridge and down the other side, unless he stopped at the Sunset House to say hello to Miss Diana.
Yeah. He won't get away with it. Maybe he thinks I'm going soft just because I bought a mine and started being respectable. He'll learn different.
How?
I figure you're just as handy with your guns as Mike. You can have as many of the boys as you want. Take him over to the bar, Ann. Shoot the place up a little. Then drive off enough steers to pay for the damage they did here.
No, thanks.
Yella?
You don't mean that, or I'd prove you were wrong.
Well, what's the idea? You're working for me, ain't you?
Not on that job. I'd say the score was even. Why not let it stay that way?
I don't like things to stay even.
Well, that's your business. But you told me too much about it.
All right. Now send Blackie.
Go on talking. Not about that, though.
Huh?
Give me some orders about clearing out the tunnel.
What's got into you?
I think somebody's been outside listening. Seems to me I saw a face at that open window a minute ago. Go ahead, talk.
Now about tomorrow. We can't go on with the work until the tunnel's cleared and timbered fresh.
Go on. I'm going to work my way to the door.
That means we'll have to put some of the boys to cutting down some trees. Blackie can take charge.
Go on.
Anybody out there?
There was. I'm just looking at the tracks.
That's easy enough to tell. All the boys in camp were hobnails.
These marks were made by...
Yeah. A cowhand. Maybe Riley. They're heading for the woods. Let's get after them.
Too late for that. Look.
A white horse and a page.
Straight up the trail.
Open fire.
They're out of range.
That's all right. Blackie and the boys rode that way. They'll stop them. Riley and his sidekick won't get out of this alive.
There, men, come down trail, Kemosabe.
Into the trees, Tonto.
And see us.
Faster, Silver, faster.
Fire, Silver, fire!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
We'll be right back.
now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto lost their pursuers on the thickly wooded slope of the ridge, and then, cutting back to the trail, raced toward the summit and sunset house. It was after 11 when they reined up beneath the southern balcony.
There, girl.
Tonto?
Ah, me bring friend.
And you come down here?
Not without my father knowing.
We'll find a way to get up there. And your rope, Tonto.
Here. What you do?
Rope that post and we can pull ourselves up hand over hand.
You catch him good.
Follow me.
All right. All four of them are downstairs now. This door here leads to my parlor. I can take you through that and down the hall. The Camden room is two stories high. There's a window from the hall that opens into it. You can see everything from there.
It won't do any good, Miss Diana. I picked up the trail of the hawk and lost it for nearly a year. I've never seen him, and no one has ever been able to give me a good description.
People not tell the same thing.
Were you able to learn anything at the mine?
Only that 10 years ago, Brent and Tolliver were in the cattle business. Either of them might have turned outlaw since then. We don't know anything about Eric or Mike.
I only hope that...
That what?
It doesn't matter. You'll find out the truth, I'm sure of it.
Will you help us?
I'll do anything you say.
Do you still have that bullet I sent you?
Of course, I wouldn't part with it for the world.
And I'll give you another one. Here.
Well, thank you, but what do you want me to do with it?
The hawk once said the bullet hadn't been made to kill him.
Not even Silver Bullet, a Lone Ranger.
He knows that we've been on his trail. We may be able to use this bullet to trap him. You won't be in any danger. Either Tonto or I will take care of the man who goes for his gun.
I don't understand.
You will in a moment. Here's my plan.
Well, what's got into you? Come down here, your own free will.
I have some business to attend to.
What do you mean? What sort of business? Diana!
It is, Jim. You can pinch yourself, you'll find you're not dreaming. She's the most lovely lady in the whole world.
Never mind that, Mike.
Let me warn you, Diana. Don't pay no attention to this hombre's blarney. I've been able to size him up during the past week, and he's nothing but an ornery coyote.
Sure, and she knows that. But what woman is there who doesn't like a bad man?
A great many, Mr. Raleigh, including me.
Ah, but think what a good time you'd have after we were married, given my black heart a coat of whitewash.
I came to ask you a favor, both of you.
Anything at all?
Jim?
Sure.
Then just walk upstairs and down the hall to the parlor. Wait for me in there.
Then what?
Just wait. I won't be long.
Sure?
I'm sure. They were over there by the faro table just a minute ago.
If I hadn't given more of my promise, there wouldn't be any trouble here. I'd pop a boat full of lead.
Well, they'd give you a nice hanging. You know, I was just thinking that with both Riley and Tolliver here, tonight might be a good night.
For what?
For what you were talking about.
I thought you weren't interested.
Well, I won't have any part of it myself, but I don't mind taking a message to the boys. You can stay here so you won't be accused of anything, and I can stay at the mine, just to stand guard, sort of.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute, Eric. You're not leaving, are you?
Well, I have to. Brent wants me to ride back to the mine.
He can stay just a little longer, can he, Brent? I want to ask a favor of both of you.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you that when we get upstairs. It won't take a minute. Please.
Well, sure, Eric. You can stay for a minute.
Thank you, Brent. Come on.
If you don't mind, I'll come too. I'd like to know what this mystery is all about.
Well, come ahead, Father. You'll soon find out.
Explanation of this nonsense at once, Diana.
It isn't nonsense, and you know it.
If it has anything to do with that...
Yes, Father, it has.
I told...
And now I'm going to tell everybody else here. Gentlemen, I want you to remember back to that first night you came here. One of you dropped a letter as he left, and that letter had been written to...
No! Diana, perhaps we haven't always agreed about certain things. Perhaps I haven't treated you well. But believe me, I love you. And if you say that word... Whoever it is, we'll murder you.
Stan, you... You mean that you really care for me?
I'm your father.
And I'm your daughter. But you needn't be afraid for me.
Please, Charlie.
I've got to go on.
And I'm drawn on the first coyote that gets ornery.
That goes for me.
Me too.
You ain't said nothing, Jim.
I'm just wondering how Moore could be so all fired up, sitting we're so upright and honorable.
You'll find that out in a minute. I told you we found a letter. That letter was written to the Hawk. You see, Stan, they haven't shot me. But I'm just as sure of it as I was then. One of you four is the Hawk.
We let it go at that.
That's what you said a week ago. I couldn't. I sent word to the one man who's more than a match for him. And today I got my reply. I have it here in my hand. Look.
Well, what is it?
It's a bullet.
A silver bullet. And that...
Go on, say it. That means the Lone Ranger.
Yes, the Lone Ranger. I've brought you all together so he could see you and make sure.
Huh?
He's waiting just outside the door on that balcony, and now he's ready to...
Reach for the ceiling, Hawk.
No, you don't!
Eric!
The lamp! He knocked the lamp over!
Stop him! Don't let him out that door! Look out, Tonto! He's coming outside!
He'll help. Which way to go?
Let me through. Out of the way. Tonto, are you all right?
Me start to open door when him come out. Him hit me over head with gun butt. He's going down the front stairs. I yell for the boys to stop and you go after him.
Right.
Fast, man. Don't see him from here. He's grabbed the gold dust from the cashier. He's running out the front door. He's getting away.
He hasn't done it yet.
Boys, why didn't some of you stop him?
Stand aside.
Make way for the last man. It's a Lone Ranger. Don't you hear me? Clear the way. That was the Hawk that came through here. There he goes. You can't hit him. He's into the trees.
Yeah, he's taking my horse with him.
He's looking forward to a long ride, and that's what he'll have.
You go after him.
Just as fast as Silver can carry me. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout. You want Tonto to ride with you?
Stay here, Tonto. Get Mort to round up a posse and then follow my trail.
That's good.
Steady, Silver.
Kip, good luck.
Hail, Silver! Away!
Hawk had headed east and plunged down the steep slope of the ridge toward the level rangeland. With unerring instinct, the great horse Silver followed the broken trail. But the Hawk was desperate and took desperate chances with his mount and the horse he led. He reached the plain ahead of the Lone Ranger and turned toward the north. For 15 minutes, the gap between them widened. But at last, Silver reached the plain as well.
Level ground, boy. Now we can travel. Faster, Silver!
The silver-shod hooves spurned the ground faster and faster. Closer and closer to the outlaw, mounted on a black and leading a sorrel. Then the Hawk turned and fired. The Lone Ranger held Silver in check.
Stay there, boy. He's a good shot. I don't want to take any chances on your being hit. We'll keep just out of range until he empties his other gun. He won't be able to reload while he's leading their second horse. There. They're both empty. He knows he can't reload. He's going to change to the sorrel. It's our chance to move in, boy. Faster, Silver! Faster!
The outlaw's change of mounts took time, but the great white horse seemed to close the gap between them in an instant. When Eric the Hawk was set in the saddle of the fresher horse, he looked back and saw there would be no chance to reload before the Lone Ranger would be on top of him. He yanked the sorrel to a stop and swung himself to the ground.
All right, mess man, you got me. You can use your gun if you want to, but I'm not heisting mine.
Then we'll fight it out without guns.
Yeah?
My guns go in the saddlebag.
That's big talk. Get rid of them before you...
There.
Why, you fool! I got a knife!
I thought you might have. I'll try and use it.
The blade flashed in the moonlight, but the Lone Ranger had caught the outlaw's arm. Slowly, he forced it back inch by inch. Then a quick twist, and the cold steel dropped into the dust. The odds were even. But the outlaw turned limp in the masked man's grasp and begged for mercy.
Don't take me back there. They'll hang me.
Turning yellow, Hawk.
I got $1,000 in gold dust. You can have it all.
Just answer a few questions. Did you set that blast with Golden Lady mine?
Yeah, I did. I confess.
Why?
I'll confess everything. I wanted to get Brent Stewart to Oliver. I wanted to send all the boys over to the bar inn. They could clean out his safe. We could go back to Mass Man, you and me. There's $50,000 in dust in that safe.
You're going back to Texas.
No!
The long trail, Hawk, with justice waiting at the end.
And following morning, as another sunrise gilded the sunset house, Diana and Mike watched the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the Hawk head down the trail toward the east.
Well, there they go, Mike. I'm glad it isn't you that's going with them.
Me? And what are you talking about? Did you put any stock in those lying words that Jim spoke of me?
There was no way I could tell. You did wear your gun strap low.
But that's only because I'm the most peaceable man in the world. It was a great bluff and nothing else to wear my gun so.
You're sure of that, Mike?
But at least I've never killed a man. And if there have been things in my past I'm ashamed of, the like will never happen again. Just meeting the Lone Ranger has meant an awful lot to me.
And to me, too. Look, Mike.
What have you there now?
Two silver bullets. He gave them to me. This is the one that caught the hawk. And now I'm giving it to you.
It is a generous gift. My heart is grateful.
Somehow, I can't explain it, but I feel that these bullets will bring us happiness.
Good luck and good cheer through all the year.
Through all the years, Mike. Through all the years.
Hail Silver! Hooray!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.